I grew up in Southern California, in Long Beach, California. My dad was a pastor for 55 years in California. And growing up in Long Beach, I always wanted to be a pilot and fly an airplane. And so through high school, every day after football and basketball practice, I worked in a hamburger joint, or a restaurant, I should say, cooking hamburgers to save up enough money to take flying lessons. Well, finally, when I was 16, I had saved up enough money to take all my flying lessons one summer and 3 months. And on my 17th birthday, I was legally old enough to get a pilot's license. Now, to get a pilot's license, it's very much like going for a driver's exam. The examiner sat in the cockpit of the airplane next to me, and he asked me to fly the plane up to about 5,000 feet and to do a variety of maneuvers to see if I knew how to fly. Well, one of the maneuvers that he asked me to do that day is what is called a graveyard spiral. Now, a graveyard spiral is this. You're flying along at 5,000 feet, and you begin to pull back on the wheel of the airplane. Now, when you pull back on the wheel of an airplane, the nose of the plane will go straight up in the air. Now, when the nose of the plane gets straight up in the air, something happens to the plane. It stops. And when a plane is stopped 5,000 feet up in the air, there's only one way that it goes. And that's not up. Well, what you do is you pull the plane into a stall and you stop. You then turn the plane over on its back, upside down. You begin to dive backwards down towards Earth, spinning around in circles. Now, that's really exciting. First time I ever did it, I threw up all over downtown Long Beach. It's worse than a roller coaster. There's nothing underneath you. But when I went up with the examiner, we did something even more exciting than that. In my exam, the examiner first asked me to put on the hood. Now, a hood is a visor that comes down over your eyes and on both sides so you cannot see outside the airplane. All you can see are those instruments, those gauges in front of you. And then with this hood on, this visor, not able to see outside the plane, the examiner said to me, "Now, go into a graveyard spiral." Now, you see, they call it that for a reason. A graveyard spiral is what killed John F. Kennedy Jr. when he couldn't get out of it. He said, "Go into a graveyard spiral." And with this hood on, this visor, not able to see outside the plane, I began to pull back on the wheel. I could feel myself going back in the seat as the nose of the plane went up and stalled. I turned the plane over on its back, upside down, began to dive backwards down towards Earth, spinning around in circles. Now, as I was spinning towards Earth, not able to see outside the plane, something began to happen to me inside, besides my stomach. All of a sudden, your equilibrium, your sense of balance, your emotions go haywire. They call it vertigo, and the plane will be spinning right, but because your mind and emotions are so upset, you will actually think that you're turning left. And if a person was to rely on their own mind and emotions to get out of a graveyard spiral, you would think you were turning left. So you would compensate by turning the plane right, but the plane is already going right. You would go into a worse spin and you would crash. And every pilot quickly discovers that there is only one way to survive a graveyard spiral. And only one way. And that is to look at those instruments and to look at those gauges in front of you and to obey what they are saying, even though it may be different and contrary to how you think and feel. Because those gauges tell the truth and they do not lie, and you must obey them. Now, I share that tonight because our world and many people's lives tonight are in a graveyard spiral. And there are a lot of people's lives and people who are relying on their own mind and emotions trying to get out of the graveyard spiral they find their life in, and they're heading for a collision. And I'll tell you, folks, we desperately need today, as never before, some instrument, some gauge that will tell us the truth and will not lie. And you know, you can study all the religions, all the philosophy, all the economic and political theory you want. But you're soon going to discover there is only one gauge that tells you the truth. And that is God's Word, the Bible. And not only does the Bible tell us how we got into this graveyard spiral, but you see, it's the only thing that tells us how we can get out of it. And you see, we must obey it even though it may be different and contrary to how you think and feel sometimes, because it's God's truth, and God does not lie.